Right. Wyatt, when you see flashing lights on the road, what do you know is coming? Yes, Paul.
Normally like an ambulance, police, or a fire truck.
That's right. So do you think the fact that you see these warning lights, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? What do you say is a bad thing?
Because like when the police is going for you, it's because you're going too fast.
True. How about a fire truck? Do you think the fire truck are going to help somebody or to hurt somebody? So is that, if you see the fire truck lights and the sounds, is that a good thing or a bad thing? A good thing. Yeah? You want to see something? No, okay. I'm going to play for you some other sounds if I can get this to work. Hopefully. Yes, hopefully. All right. How about this one? Does anyone know what this is? Yes.
Train.
That's right. It is a train. So, when you hear that sound and that gate comes down, ding, 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 and you can't cross anymore, when you're late to church, it's not a good thing, right? But generally, do you think that's there to help you or to harm you? Yeah, because what would happen if that gate wasn't there when the train comes? What would happen? Yeah, and the train could run you over, right? So oftentimes these warnings are actually meant to help us and not to hurt us. And I'm going to give you one more, and we might need the parents' help on this one. You might not recognize this one, but your parents might. Yes, William.
The horn of when they started a race.
A race, close, not quite. Yes.
Ambulance?
No. Parents, can anyone help? Yes, Luis.
Tornado.
That's right. It is a tornado warning. I remember when I used to live in Dallas, and I'm going to take this up because I don't think I need the lights anymore. Okay, thank you. So when I was in Dallas, there was a tornado, and oftentimes in the Dallas area, you get tornado warnings all the time. But this time, it was really serious. The sky was like greenish, and you can hear like the winds. And that's how. And when I heard the tornado warning, that's how I knew that the tornadoes were close by. So the warnings are often a good thing for us. Would you agree? Yes. So do you know that the Bible also gives us signs and things and warning to look for when the coming of Jesus is near? Did you know that? Now, so when Jesus gives us these signs and warnings that he's coming soon, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? It's a good thing, right? Because he's trying to tell you, hey, I want you to be ready because I'm coming soon, so I'm going to give you all these signs. Sometimes there are signs that you can see. Warnings you can hear. Right? And there are other ways that God helps us to realize that Jesus is coming soon. And do you know most of those signs and warnings that God has given us, we've already seen them, which means the coming of Jesus is far away or really close? Close. Yeah. You halfway? Well, that's really splitting hairs. But you know what? The coming of Jesus is near. And who wants to be ready for the coming of Jesus? Yeah? Olivia, do you want to be ready for the coming of Jesus?
Yes.
No? I'll take that as a yes. So, I want to be ready for the coming of Jesus. And Jesus gives us these signs as a positive thing to help us to be ready. So, who wants to pray today that Jesus will continue to help us to get ready for his soon coming? Yes, Belly.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for letting us be here at church. Please let us be ready for your coming when you come. Please bless us to every Sabbath that we come here, get more ready for you, and that you can come sooner. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, kids. You may go back to your seats.